Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take y'all. Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Public service announcement. Why my wrist, man? Mico! Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock the out like white night. Say my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume.
Take y'all.
LA. Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Talking rocket fire, watching disintegrate. It's a short load, coming on the interstate. Third line steak, all on my dinner plate. Your main beer, cause she wanna make a steak straight. Rich nigga, I can never be a broke nigga. Broke nigga, I can never get along with them. Always been haters since a little nigga.
Always.
Forever put you nigga, gotta bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock
you
out like white night.
Go like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young nigga, rumble. Lil' mama want a nigga like me in the seat. Ice Cube, knock it out like D-Bo. Bow. Now, who's that talking that gangsta shit? Ain't somebody gon' kick your ass. When I walk up in the club, I bet I make a thunderstorm. Let them know that it's a whole lot of cash.
Fuck rich niggas
on the right all night.
Rich niggas
broke niggas to the left by yourself.
Fuck a D.
Now, who the hell just said to the roof on fire? Call 911 like what? Club?
Bro, dance to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white night. Hit it with the left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white night.
I'm a rich hitter, I don't like a lame hitter. Snitch hitter, broke hitter, I don't deal with
no, no.
All of my hitters official. A fishy bashy, a stripper. My hitters are criminals trying to get to the imminent. Lil' mama say that she innocent, but she drinking my children. I count my ass and diamonds, dancing me, go gain in the building. Make it clap like Magnolia. Young rich hitter, on the couch talking to Oprah. Bottles in the view, while I stand on the sofa. I don't speak your language, broken is, I thought I told ya. Stripper, they be smoking no hookah, my hitters ballin' like Buddha. Pull up in the double, like go scan your Freddy Krueger. Blooded Frank Mueller.
Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white night.
Amigos, hola, hey, it's 9:04 a.m. coming to you live out of Tampa. What up? It's Money Monday, the hip-hop informer. What it do? Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Jump on it. Hey, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. The next topic centers, man, all this NFL drama. Adrian Peterson, overboard disciplinarian or child abuser. Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings, as we all know by now, unless you've been under a rock all weekend, man, in the news for disciplining his son, who's only 4 years old in a major way. A branch is what they're describing it as, but it could have been something, you know, like a little switch. You know you got your ass beat with a little switch, or maybe not, and you really can't relate. Regardless, we're going to talk about it tonight inside Money Monday, plus Toya coming live out of Delaware. Before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, Florida, she's here. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show. What up,
Mom? Hey, happy top of the week to everyone. Salute TM, what's going on with you?
You sound like you're coming from a zenful place.
Yes, I'm actually nice and relaxed, and I was over here giggling because the song that you introed with
makes me laugh.
That song makes me laugh. I can't take it seriously. I'm sorry. I'm sure there are people out there that love it, but
to the right. No.
He's growling.
No doubt. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Plus, if you got a special request, if we got it, we will. That dude, Save James, may stop past tonight taking care of some family business. Madam CeeLo Boston, we may let her join us, or we might just let her hang out and keep her on hold all night. Just depends on how we feel.
She was tight about that, boy. She was tight.
Hey. Just depends on how we feel. Hey, we'll be right back. Money Monday. Back
up. Yep.
I got a secret I can't reveal when you read me. You mend my heart when it's bleeding. You give that feel that I need when the world is tripping. Yeah, I need to see you. You're my security with no one to fend for me. You're my therapy. Make room on the couch for me. You make me wanna have a friend. And baby, when I'm with you, I love. When I'm with you, I love. Nobody else can see the way you
This is a journey into sound. Brooklyn. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new Brooklyn.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
Cause we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it!
Quicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think, stink pink gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us,
come on.
Talk, go through us.
Do it.
Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pluck. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace, Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. I put over NY off the DKNY. Miami, D.C., preferred Versace. All Cindy hoes, so is Moschino. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? Them rods. Frank White push the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tint if I want to. Gon' blast we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass.
Bye.
At last, rapping about blunts and bras. Some bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. And still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richer than Richard, so you come and get
come on.
Richer than Richard, so you come and get
come on.
Here we go.
It's 6:13 in Silicon Valley, all the way out on the West Coast. What up? What it do? Thanks for rocking with us inside Money Monday. Hey, tonight's topic, Adrian Peterson, overboard disciplinarian or child abuser? Before we go any further, joining myself on Hot Chocolate, we got Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. What up, Toya? At Toya
hey,
Cool.
Hey,
follow
hey.
Her on Twitter. What up?
How are you all this evening? What up,
if
Toya?
More people follow her on Twitter, she'll check her account more often. At Toya.
I don't even know my account, but I don't think it's what you said, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what you told me. Get out of here.
I know.
I mean, I think I saw your picture when I followed you, Toya, so unless somebody is perpetrating a fraud.
Well, we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right so y'all can follow her. On Twitter, we will get it right. So stand by.
Yes.
Scratch that. What up? Hey, Adrian Peterson really getting a bad rap across the board, along with the entire NFL franchise right now after this Ray Rice debacle. Man, NFL.
There's a lot
really,
of
a whole lot of unnecessary spotlight. Spotlight they definitely wish they didn't have right now. Adrian Peterson disciplined his child at the age of 14 with a switch. Let me first say, I think some of this is cultural, and although I think some of it is cultural, it's also out of bad decision-making. You can't really use the past as an excuse because the laws and the times have changed, my friends. So what your mama did back in the 70s and back in the early 80s won't fly in 2014, as we can see. Come on, let's get it right. I can remember having to go get the switch off the tree. I got the switch off the tree. Now, this is the deal. I wasn't 4 years old. I was old enough to remember, and I'm thinking that was like maybe 9, 10, 8, 9, 10, 11 maybe. Maybe.
I'm a 70s baby, and my switch memories are more like, I'm going to say 7, 8.
Yeah, maybe I'm off, but it wasn't 4.
Well, no. I mean, I have seen some here now in this day and age as young as 2 or 3, but these are with older great-grandmothers in, you know, church settings and, you know, think, well, I'll say just church settings like that would be the majority of the time that I've witnessed it. But needless to say, I'm going to preface this information that I share with you as far as some messages that Adrian P.
Let's pause for 1 minute. Let's pause. Let's welcome all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, Madam CeeLo Boston, into the conversation. Welcome to the show.
All right. What up, kids?
Thank you.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
What's good? Again, you're just joining us. Thanks for rocking tonight, Inside Money Monday. Tonight's topic, Adrian Peterson, overboard disciplinarian or child abuser, is the topic. Adrian said today that he wants the public to understand how sorry he feels about the hurt that he brought to his child. Peterson, who we all know is a part of the Minnesota Vikings, he's a running back on the team, was benched after being charged for child abuse for allegedly, we say allegedly, disciplining his son with the switch, made first by a public statement issued really the other day. But the NFL, a whole bunch of drama, abuse is the name of the game. How far is too far when it comes to discipline at this stage of the game with technology and the internet and all of that? How far is too far? I think that's a broad question. But let's get started with that tonight. How far is too far? Because I think clearly by the pitches, that's too far.
Yeah, and that's what I was leading into. The pictures make it look very, very bad. I mean, not that it wasn't bad, but the pictures, the visual of it makes it look that much worse. There's no way to avoid this result in that situation because of and only those who have experienced that or this type of, you know, discipline would know that. There's no other way for this to happen unless it was a very small, thin, you know, switch. And, I mean, I don't know that everyone is again, familiar with that terminology, but it's a very small twig. Kind of rubbery, not rigid, you know, it has some pop to it. So it is going to leave these type of marks no matter how. And you don't try to do it in a soft manner either. So, you know, just being quite frank, this is going to be the end result.
I'm gonna ask this question. I don't have children. So in 2014, do parents still go get branches, switches off the tree for kids? And if so, what's the age frame? How young is too young? How old is too old to hit with a switch?
too young. I'm gonna say anyone younger than, I will say seven, eight, at the age that I experienced it. If you want to, you know, use that as a comparison.
Right. So listen. What I just heard you say. Based on what you experienced, right? I think that's Adrian Peterson's position. He's doing what he did based on his experience.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what you do, and other times, you know, you may learn differently from that experience that you had, and opt never to do that to your children. So it can kind of go either way.
I mean, does anyone else want to weigh in on the age component? Because you said 7 or 8 younger, but how old, you know, does the child get to before you stop hitting them with a switch? Because I'm thinking if he gets too old, he might hit you back.
I think that's case by case. Because, you know, I remember getting a beating at 4 years old. I remember when I was 5 months. But, I mean, you know, because it was almost an everyday occurrence. But I was always doing something, you know, involved, very busy. So I think, you know, the beating, they go from case to case. What I didn't agree with, because I was backing him at first until I saw the picture. Because I'm like, you know, we all kind of got, you know, our own versions of spanking. Some more hard.
Okay, you're going in and out, Boston. But, Boston, you're going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
What about now? Does it sound better?
Okay. Yes.
So what I was saying was that, like, for instance, I started popping my daughter young, and I stopped actually – like spanking her, which I felt like from the waist below, that's mine to spank. I'm not beating you in your back. I'm not hitting you in your chest. I'm not going to make your heart stop. I'm not going to punch you in the face. But so like I told, I remember her father called CPS on me because she had like a scratch or something on her face. And they asked her, you know, and she told them her whole deal or whatever. But what I told the people was, I'm never going to hit her anything above the waist. She never blamed me for her ass and thighs are mine for anything above that. I think it just went too far. I mean, I know I got taken with it. It never made me bleed. Well, yeah. But, you know, back then, people didn't really, you know, say anything. A lot of people just kind of look past it. These days, not so much because of what our society is now. You know, like Regina was saying, if you were spanking the child, you could either not do it because it was done severely to you, or you're going to follow through with what you were taught. Either way,
right.
I just think it's far. And luckily the child didn't die from it, you know, because there's a lot of kids who are dying from being abused by parents and parents.
No, absolutely.
Isn't he the same guy? And correct me if I'm wrong. Who about last year where his other child, his child was abused and killed by baby mother's boyfriend.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I don't think that he would have done that with the thought of, okay, I'm going to kill him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he meant to do that much. He was, I don't know. I just think he's a kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just joined us, it's 9:24 here in Tampa, Florida, 9:24 in New York City. Thanks for rocking. Hey, hit us up. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. We want to hear the comments that you have. Adrian Peterson, overboard disciplinarian, or child abuser. Money Monday. We'll be right back. See him how you live.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
He had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, nah. It's a choice. Get the on H, put on W, now on open air, on smother yo, on the cover top, L magazine. Vroom vroom vroom, get gasoline. Should I be a wife? Nah, we got bang though. I got these whips. Call me the Django.
Here on the East Coast in the middle of Central Florida, Hillsborough County, Itty Bitty Plant City, your girl, Hot Chocolate, here on T.M. Hyman Radio, joined by the General himself, T.M. Hyman, Madam C.Lo Boston, and Miss Toya Cooper tonight. And our subject topic this lovely Monday evening is when is the line crossed when it comes to disciplining your children. We're talking about the situation, again, if you've been under a rock somewhere or inaccessible to any sort of media. You would have heard about Adrian Peterson, the NFL player, who was indicted of child abuse charges earlier this week after being accused of or picture surfacing of injuries inflicted to his son during a disciplining session that he had with him using a switch, a tree, stick, branch. Excuse me, I apologize.
A switch.
And we, right, a switch. That's what we'll call it. We'll go back to the old school. But we're again saying when it's too much, too much. The child was 4 years old, and it did result in what is pretty severe injuries. The child is very fair-skinned, so it is going to leave some sort of marks, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. And before we went to break, you all mentioned that Adrian Peterson was the same player whose girlfriend's or ex-girlfriend's boyfriend killed their son? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, his other child's mother's boyfriend.
Mother's boyfriend. Okay. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that he's even having to go through this again with another
right.
child or any sort of, you know, trauma with another child. But let me get into some of these messages that he seems to have sent his mother once this took place. And we have the information that's coming from Addicting Info, the knowledge you crave. New details about NFL player who allegedly beat his son and was arrested for child abuse emerge, says Adrian Peterson. The NFL player who was indicted on child abuse charges earlier this week has been released from custody of Montgomery County Jail, according to CBS Houston. The Minnesota Vikings running back allegedly beat his 4-year-old son, which resulted in severe injury to the boy. Peterson claims he gave the boy a quote-unquote whooping for pushing his sibling off of a motorbike video game. Peterson then beat the boy with a quote-unquote switch. The beating resulted in severe injuries to the child's back, buttocks, ankles, legs, and scrotum, along with defense wounds to the child's hands. Peterson then sent a text message to the boy's mother saying she would be quote-unquote mad at me, but about his leg, excuse me, but I kind of got quote-unquote good with it, with the tail end of the switch. It goes on to say that he also told the mother of the child that he hit the child in the scrotum in another text saying, got him in his nuts once I noticed, but I felt so bad, and I'm all tearing that butt up when needed. I start putting them in timeout and save the whooping for needed memories. Sources say that Peterson also sent a message to the boy's mother saying, never do I go overboard, but all my kids will know. Hey, daddy has the biggie heart, but don't play no games when it comes to acting right. According to a police report, the Peterson son told a very different story, saying, daddy Peterson hit me in the face. Then the child expressed his fears that he would be punched in the face again for talking to authorities about the beating. The child abuse was originally reported to authorities after his mother took him home to Minnesota. The Peterson's son saw the injuries and reported them to authorities. Peterson said he felt, quote-unquote, really wrong for what I did or had any ill intent. There's no way I would have let him get on that plane. I've had nothing to hide. But I also understand when a child has marks like that on his leg, they have to report that, end quote. So if there's any truth to, I mean, these messages or what's going on with what the child's reporting, I mean, in this case, who do you believe? Like, how do you come to the bottom line of what really took place that led up to the child being spanked like this?
Okay, well, what we do know is that the child had to been doing something wrong, or would everyone around had just stood there and watched him while he was, you know, trying to hurt the child. You know, if he was trying to hurt the child, would other people have just stood around and watched him do it? If the child didn't. The child's actions didn't warrant discipline. You know, with other people being around, wouldn't they have stopped him? Or,
I mean, who's to say that at the point of when this was taking place, there was anyone around to stop it, or anyone that would have been around willing to step in to say that they felt like it was too much?
Okay, like for instance, I'll say this, that people that I know that have children, their kids cannot be acting crazy when they come around me, because if you're around me, I'm going to discipline you. I don't care whose child you are, if you're in my space or within, like, where I'm at, because a lot of times parents don't take it from their kids, they're being disrespectful, what have you, because the parents allow them to be disrespectful. And then they go around somebody else's house and shoot and kill. I mean, it's not like it used to be when we were growing up where you get a beating from the neighbor and then get a beating when your guardian or whatever comes out. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not.
This was his child that he beat, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But it doesn't sound like the child lives with him. And
no, it doesn't.
It sounds like it's like a visiting situation, and so if we have to put it all in context,
right?
Because if you hear the story blanket, you think that it's a family, that's all together. Not that the abuse justifies anything. But I think sometimes when you have, children who live apart, sometimes they try you and their behavior tries you and it's a little different. And so, it might have been him just trying to prove a point. He went overboard trying to prove the point with the 4-year-old. Maybe a 4-year-old is bad as hell. You got to put a 4-year-old in context today as well. I mean, remember, we've saw images of babies and Pampers smoking cigarettes. I mean, it's a different thing.
Smoking more than that in very ignorant situations.
So I'm not justifying abuse. I'm not. But I am saying that a parent should be able to be a parent and discipline their child how they see fit. Most people don't have a spotlight, so what they do to their child, no one cares about. But if you put a spotlight on everybody, everybody should be on CNN because everybody has gone overboard when disciplining their children. Let's just be real.
No, everybody has not. That you can't say that because I know myself, I can count on my hand, one hand, maybe not even count on one hand how many times I've
actually
had to.
But see, I'm not just saying discipline. When I say discipline, well, let me clarify discipline, though, because I'm not just talking about physical discipline.
Physical thing.
I'm just saying discipline in general. I'm not talking physical. I mean, because some people verbally abuse their children.
I disagree. You can't say that everyone has gone overboard because that's not the case.
I am generalizing when I say that. I am. But I'm clarifying when I say discipline. But, I mean, you're right. I can't say everybody because I don't know everybody in the world.
You can't. And regardless of what that little boy may have done, I don't think it warranted what his father did to him. Because if you look at his back, that was a bit much for a 4-year-old.
Right.
That's a bit much for a 4-year-old. And I believe in spanking or whooping your children, it all depends on the child. Not every child needs, quote-unquote, spankings. But I think, in my opinion, that was a bit much for a 4-year-old. That's a bit much for an 8-year-old. All on his back and his scrotum. I just think that was a bit much.
That's a bit much for any age.
Yeah, for any age.
Yeah. I mean, just like, you know what's crazy, though? Like, I don't know. I never think much. I never used a switch. Maybe those switches were used on me. That honestly did not pop up in my mind when I had to first discipline my daughter.
Okay, will you use an extension cord?
No, my hand. I didn't believe in using objects to hit her with because the thing was, the whole belt situation. I'm gonna hit you with my hand. And again,
the palm of your hand or your fist, because it makes a difference.
Oh, my hand. No, open hand. Open hand. Yeah, open hand spanking. Yeah. But I was heavy handed too, so I didn't have to overexert myself or wait. I didn't try to beat it till he couldn't breathe. You know what I mean? It's like I never nothing like that. That is overboard. But what he did was overboard for any age, not even a teenager. He did that. Nobody should.
Overboard disciplinarian or child, or was that child abuse?
Yeah, over disciplinary.
I would say overboard disciplinarian too. Now, I'm going to say overboard disciplinarian based on what I see in those photographs. If I dissect it a little bit further and go based on what the little boy said, then we have a problem. Because if he's 4 years old, there's no reason you should be punching that child in his face.
What did the little boy say?
He said that he hit him.
Let me go back to it.
And that if he told the police, he would punch him in his face again. Isn't that what the little boy said?
That he was afraid that he was going to punch him in his face again if he said that. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me quote it real quick.
Yeah, I did hear you say that.
He said... According to a police report, the Peterson son told a very different story, saying, quote, Daddy Peterson hit me in the face. The child then expressed his fears that he would be punched in the face again for talking to authorities about the beating.
Right.
So,
Adrian Peterson, overboard disciplinarian or child abuser? That's the topic tonight. Hey, we want to hear from you. Go ahead and weigh in. 917-889-3926. Hey, we'll be back.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio.
Club on fire, I'm tired of it. All this money, smoke. The way your body roll, I'ma lose control. Cause you got this club on fire, and I'm tired of it. All this money, smoke.
Come on, pink diamonds, pink sand beaches, Aruba. Blue sapphires on days when she feelin' over. She hood and in the mood, when I'm in the mood. Erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever, I just wanna taste the love. Sample that product, I better some go numb. She's a narcotic, that bomb's burning, we smoking. My old flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And the small on my back takes some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Can't comprehend what this about. Police coming.
You like put smoking, you
out.
Got me high.
No making it, won't put it down. I feel like I'm up in the clouds.
You done for me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoking,
you
got me high.
Ooh, I make your love come down. One time, had that ever turned out.
You got me feeling like it just rolled up for me like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise, oh lord. Soon as she sees the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping, now my cars are black. Get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the cost. Luther said it, a house is not a home without her. I had them on a Greyhound filled up with, but what she show me, what she do for me has no limit. Her wanting is temporary.
You
girl,
like
show,
smoking,
gonna get it.
You got
it's
me
stuck.
High.
I'm making it, put it down. I feel like I'm up in the clouds.
You done for me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoking, you got me high.
Ooh, I make your love come down. One time, had it
through with the
clouds.
You done for me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Everybody showing the love. Hit the dough, turn this down, that's fire in the hole. I'm trying to hit it and hit it, don't wanna pass it. Got me addicted, I'm tripping.
Where the stash at? Baby, don't you know? Baby, just like smoking, you got me high. So high. Girl, what the fuck? got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You're like
smoking, you got me high.
Got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You're like smoke. You like smoke.
Yeah. Man, what's up?
Yeah, woman. Radio Live. That was 50 Cent and oh, my mind went blank. What's his name? Face phones, yeah, the smoke. This is Money Monday. Y'all know how we do. And here is Toy with our finance segment. That is Delaware. That's Toy.
Thank you, Madam Boston. This evening for Money Monday, I just wanted to touch on what does co-signing for a loan actually mean. I actually heard a coworker say that she was going to co-sign for a car loan for a friend of hers because her friend was told that she didn't make enough money for the car, so she just needed someone who made more money to just kind of help her out. And a lot of people are mistaken thinking that because they co-sign for a loan, that's all they're doing is lending their actual finances, you know, what they make, just to make sure the person gets approved for a loan. In all actuality, what you're actually doing when you co-sign for a loan is promising that you're going to repay a debt. A lot of people, like I said, confuse the role of a co-signer. But what happens when you actually co-sign for a loan is that you're promising to repay the debt, not just that the borrower can't do it, but as an actual co-applicant. When you actually co-sign, you're actually signing as a co-applicant. So from the very beginning of that agreement, you yourself will be responsible for making payments on that actual loan. So if for some reason that loan is defaulted, if it's late, it will affect your credit. From that first 30 days of being late, your credit score will get dinged, and they will come after you, and not just the main applicant on the loan. Now, the problem with being a co-applicant or someone's actually co-signing for a loan is most of the documents or any of the papers or bills and invoices that are being sent will not come to your address, but will actually go to the address of the person who is the main applicant. And when that happens, that also means that any late notices, pass-through notices, and things of that sort will also go to that address. So by the time you find out that the actual payments may be late or the loans are not being settled the way they're supposed to, you have already been marked as delinquent on your credit reports. You get dinged on your credit reports. Your credit score will go down. And at this point, you are now at risk for not being able to obtain a loan elsewhere. So just keep that in mind when someone asks you to co-sign for a loan. You're not just offering your finances as a means for them to actually get approval for a loan. You yourself are actually equally responsible for the debt. So instead of saying yes, that you'll co-sign for a loan, you may want to give the person a little information on how they can actually get approved themselves. There are a lot of places that will help people that have bad credit. Now, their interest rates may be sky high, but they can get the loan on their own, and you will not be put at risk for dinging your credit or lowering your credit score. So, again, just keep in mind that when you agree to co-sign for a loan because you think your credit is good or you have a higher income level, then you need to make sure that the likelihood of that loan being repaid is actually going to be done, that it's high. Because if it is not, you will be held equally responsible for repaying that loan, which means it can go as far as your actual payroll being deducted. You could have your, you know, your wages garnished. You could have the car, of course, will be taken if they can find the actual vehicle that will show as a repossession on your credit. And it goes like that for not only car loans, but mortgages and things of that sort as well. So be very serious and take it very serious when you offer your actual help to help someone as a co-applicant or co-signer for a loan. Just, you know, give it a second thought, because it's not as simple as saying, oh, I just co-sign and they're responsible for it. Once you sign on the dotted line, you are responsible for it as well. So just a little information on being a, what people like to say, co-signer, you're actually being a co-applicant. So, you know, do a little more digging, find out a little more information, and just remember it's not as easy as just saying I'm not responsible for it, because you actually are. And that's all I have for you to say.
Hey, Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware. Hey, don't get snagged trying to help out a friend or a lover. Inside Money Monday, live from Newark, Delaware. Hey, tonight's topic, Adrian Peterson. It's 9:50 out here on the East Coast, 6:50 on the West Coast. overboard disciplinarian or child abuser is the tonight's topic. That's the question tonight. The NFL has recently gained lots of attention for all the wrong reasons. What do you think? Still time to weigh in. Adrian Peterson made a statement today that, you know, I quote, I never imagined being in a position where the world is judging me and my parenting skills or calling me a child abuser because of the discipline I administer to my son. I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that, along with most people who think that they're minding their business. I just want to clarify for people who may think that this is something that happened recently. This is something that happened way back in May.
Yeah, May. Mm-hmm. And he was not charged, brought up on charge. Well, they didn't officially charge him for it. He wasn't, you know, indicted on it. You know, he wasn't given the actual title as a child abuser. They dropped the charges, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct. And he went back to work today. Back to work on the field today as an official member of the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I, like you said, Toya, at the end of the day, the pitches speak for themselves. And even CeeLo, you know, stated, you know, regardless of the age, that was a bit much. You know, it reminded me of something like some slavery type stuff, really. You know, what you see with the lashes from your slave master. And we never want to see that, you know, period, let alone on a child who really can't defend themselves. What was he thinking, I think, is the question of the hour, the question of the day. I hope this situation just really catapults the sensitivity surrounding young people, babies, because a four-year-old is still a baby, in my opinion, and discipline. Let's be careful, not because people are watching, but let's be careful because it just may not be the right thing to do. As we wind the show down, last-minute comments, questions, concerns, statements.
Well, I mean, you just said, you know, what was he thinking? And I believe he was thinking that it was okay because it was done to him. And a lot of people think, you know, that's how I was disciplined. I turned out just fine. So why shouldn't I do the same for my child or to my child? But just because it was done to you does not mean that it's okay. You know, I heard someone on the
right.
Morning show this morning actually say, you know, it's funny how we accept it as okay or the norm in our culture to beat a child or give a child a spanking or whoop a child. But if you're an adult and you put your hands on someone else, now you're assaulting someone. So why, as a parent, are you not assaulting your child when you beat them and they can't do anything about it? I said, oh, well, that's a different, you know, view of it. You know, here you are pretty much beating a four-year-old child who can't do anything for himself. There's nothing he can do about it. So
that's very true.
I don't know. Yeah, it's true. If you're an adult and you hit someone, you assaulted them. But if you're an adult and you're disciplining your child and you beat someone who can't, you know, defend themselves, you're just being a disciplinarian. So I don't know. I guess it all depends on who you speak to and how they were brought up.
You do know. I think you do know. You just pointed out a breakdown in the law. And at the end of the day, the law really doesn't protect children. That's a rude reality.
I think it's starting to over the years. I mean, compared to when we were children, you know, if you got a whooping, oh, well, you know, you got a whooping, that's just what it is. But now, I mean, if you get a whooping and someone finds out about it, then your parents can actually really get in trouble for it. So, I mean, I think things are changing. and have changed, and you can't really discipline your child the way you may want to if you are someone who, you know, sees that, you know, beatings and spankings and whoopings are okay. But
yeah, and unfortunately, yeah, things have changed due to the fact that there has been a lot of children to die, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're no longer taking chances, taking risks, when there's blatant demonstration of abuse. And I think that's an awesome thing, but we still have a long way to go. Thanks for rocking with us, folks. Again, Inside Money Monday. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m., same place, same time, 9:55 here on our end.
The last thing I have to say about it, I know, Regina.
Because I haven't heard my chocolate in a minute. Is she leaning in the corner? Is she over there in the corner leaning?
But let's not be confused. There are some kids who really need their behinds whooped, and we see them every day in the stores and on the street. So if you need to beat your kids behind, I'm going to need you to do it, because there's plenty of them I'd like to snatch up on a Saturday morning and afternoon when I'm in a Walmart. Luckily, I don't have to do that. I can look at my child and she knows what needs to be done. But some of y'all know y'all need to beat your kids behind, and that's just what it is. I don't say abuse them, but you need to beat them.
Right. I mean, man, it's such a delicate balance. It's such a delicate balance. I appreciate the spotlight that some people bring to issues. Everything, you know, everything works. I don't know. I just got a message. I think you're right. Welcome back.
Huh?
Yeah, I was like, okay, why is everything so quiet?
Yeah, we're all talking to ourselves.
Like both of the tank
talk.
Yeah, we both was on mute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here we are thinking somebody's sleeping. And obviously, it's someone who's controlling the board.
The engineer.
Sleeping.
We're back on Wednesday, same place, same time. Not
okay. Good gracious. This is terrible on a Monday.
Blame it on me sleeping.
Oh,
no,
yes, that was.
I got it over there leaning in the corner.
Oh, yes. Wait for it to snore.
Uh-huh. Oh, you'll never get a repeat of that. You'll definitely have to go back and relive it on the podcast, because that would never happen.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird.
Hey, we up out of here, folks. We thought we were
okay,
going to be
on,
able to
Giggles,
get a snore in. Get a snore in from a hot chocolate tonight.
Whatever.
You do. Do it well. Till next time, people.
Toya.
Yes.
You don't have an outro?
Hey, we up out of here.
Don't have any parting words?
No parting words. Be glad.
Good night, TM Hyman Radio. I'm going to bed. Going to snore.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Remix,
don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
See him live, 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 see him